Argentina had 5 military dictatorships in the 20th century, and the last one, which was from 1976 until 1983, ran a system of terroristic oppression throughout the whole country, in which they kidnapped various people who they called subversives, some of whom were members of guerrilla organizations, but the large majority of whom were union members or students, members of activist organizations. Most of them were under the age of 35. A huge number were between like 22 and 27. And so the Madres de Plaza de Mayo, or the Mothers of the Plaza de Mayo, are a human rights organization founded by the mothers of those who were disappeared, because so many of them were so young, about my age. And they started marching in the Plaza de Mayo, which is this circle at the center of the city. I mean, like, literally around the plaza is the president's house, the economic center, and the cathedral. So it's like the whole operation of this whole country is around this one square. And they started marching there, I think, in like 1977 or 78, and they've been marching ever since. I want to make sure I say that the way I'm approaching this project is distinctly from my point of view, which is someone who has no way of imagining on so many levels what these women went through.
He was not a stranger to the facts. His rebellion was fed by the injustices that he was living through. He did not allow himself to be carried away. He criticized, he questioned, he theorized, and we have to respect his rebelliousness.
I'm 21 years old. I don't know what it's like to be a mother, and I certainly don't know what it's like to be a mother whose child is kidnapped. And I think this play, which is sent, like, the actors in the play, there are 5 female actors, and they are playing students who are reading the books. And so, like, when they read text, it's like the book brings them into the story of the mothers. But it's very important to me to show that this is not our story. And this is our attempt, rather, to, like, understand something which ultimately we can't understand.
So the actors are playing basically themselves in a way. They're college students, and they transform into the mothers, or they transform themselves into the story. Maybe you can explain that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty abstract. There's not, like, a literal thing that happens. But basically what happens is they do some of the text they read as if they're reading from the book, and then they get pulled into the story and they act out different scenes from it. But they always go back to being people who are reading the book.
How did you prepare the actors for this?
So I cast the previous semester in December and just had a couple of rehearsals with them. The first time we went over Argentine history, we read from the testimonies, and then we just had, like, a pretty normal but intense, because of the short amount of time, rehearsal process. And we talked a lot about what happened to the mothers. And I think it was useful for them that they are, in a way, playing themselves, because they're not going to be able to really approach the mothers in a way of really being able to understand them. I think a huge element of our separation is how young we are.
Did that go into your process for choosing the testimonies? Were you looking for testimonials from mothers who were lost children who were of college age?
The large majority of the text is from the testimonies. I myself wrote very little text. I mostly arranged it. So I was looking for mothers who described scenes in their testimonies that were interesting to stage, that I thought would translate well to physical action, and also mothers who wrote a little more eloquently.
Claire, is there an overriding message here? Is there a basic message here that you want to get out to the people who watch this play?
I don't know if there's, like, a distinct, like, moral declaration. I think it's more a call to think about foreign tragedies in a way that is less academic, in a way that allows us to approach victims of those tragedies as human beings who are like ourselves and who we can relate to, as opposed to, you know, reading about the Argentine dictatorship and thinking about the numbers of the disappeared and how these people were tortured and, like, really graphic statistics. Instead of thinking about, like, the human and emotional repercussions of what happened and trying to imagine how we can get closer.
Well, Claire Whitehouse, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with your production this weekend.
Thank you so much.